The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 0-1 in conference play and 2-2 overall. Penn State hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Marcus Fuller, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about the hiring of Matt Limegrover and what he brought to your offensive line this year?
Yeah, Matt, you know, for a number of reasons. You know, he's from Pennsylvania, went to Pittsburgh Central Catholic with Joe Moorhead, our offensive coordinator. So they've known of each other for a long time. So that was part of it, which helped. And then I have just so much respect for Jerry Kill and his entire career, and had a conversation with Jerry about Matt and how he feels about him. I think, you know, when you're Jerry Kill's offensive coordinator for 15 years with all the success that they had, I think it speaks volumes about not only the type of coach, but the type of person he is. So Jerry's recommendation was really strong with me, carried a lot of weight with me. And then I think, you know, the other thing obviously is his passion for offensive line. Typically when guys are coordinators, they move to tight end or something like that. And Matt's always been with the offensive line. So he's got a great demeanor. He's got a great temperament. He's one of the, you know, one of the real good guys in the business. He's been a great fit on our staff and a great person. And, you know, he's really helped our offensive line. We've improved. We walked into a tough situation here a couple of years ago on the offensive line. We're still young and developing, and Matt's done a good job of building on that. So I think you're going to see our offensive line continue to improve, not only this year, but over the next couple of years. Matt's going to have a huge part in that. So we love him. We're glad he's here, and feel fortunate that he's a part of our program.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Gordon Jones, Fidon State.
James, I know you subscribe to the one game at a time notion, but there is at least a perception from outside your program that this two-game stretch you're going into right now is kind of pivotal as far as how the season might play out. What's your take on that?
Yeah, we're excited about playing Minnesota this weekend, Gordon. Really excited about being home. Really excited about this opportunity. I've never thought like that ever as a coach in this profession or as a player. And that's our focus. Our focus is on Minnesota, and we're excited about that.
Great.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. I just wanted to go back to Matt Limegrover. Have you noticed any sort of added motivation or you know, any sort of more intrigue with Coach Limegrover trying to beat his old team?
No, Matt's a pro. Matt's, you know, had been nothing but complimentary about the University of Minnesota, their coaches, the community. He had a great experience there. I was very appreciative of the time that he had there. And now he's at Penn State and excited about the opportunities that we have and where we're going. But, you know, Matt's a true professional and a true good guy. And, you know, he's never said one thing except for positive things about his experience at the University of Minnesota, the people, the administration, the fans, the coaches, the players. He's just been, like I said, a true pro from the beginning to the end.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.